Stop.
Stop what you're doing. Here is another world-famous prank call from Darren Wackhead Simpson.
Yes.
Exclusive to KFM Mornings.
Okay, before we get to the Throwback Thursday prank today, let's just... has anybody here ever wanted to be an au pair? A childminder?
Yes.
I wish I did that when I was 18. I wish I didn't go straight to university. I wish I took that gap year for like 2 or 3 years.
Especially people who were au pairs who said how much more glamorous it was. Because I was like, I don't want to be a nanny. And they were like, no, au pair is different.
Yes, normally you get given a car.
Yeah.
To drive the little ones around in.
Yeah.
But now
and other perks,
and I
people get to travel often because you get off days.
You go on overseas trips with the family, depending on which family you get.
It's usually with a wealthy family, you see, so you live a good life.
Yeah, and it's generally quite well paid. Eh?
Yeah,
it's quite well paid. Mm. Here's an advert that was stuck out there for an au pair. Now tell me if you still want the job after this. All right, between 9 and 11 a.m. This is what you have to do. These are the instructions.
Okay.
Take them for a run around in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Get them to run. Throw rocks and run with them. Don't stop them running ever. There are horses about 30 minutes away. You see, you know it's a rich area.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
This is $100 an hour, this job. And then walk away. Get them to feed the horses apples. Then you can do that activity, or you can take them to the park and play with them. Make sure you act like a kid with them.
Mm-hmm.
Never be serious with them. Keep them in games. And if they are not laughing, they are not happy. So make sure they're laughing.
Mm.
We have balls, trucks, so take toys with you. If they are crying and yelling, they are not happy.
Mm.
And as a nanny, you need to get them back to happy again.
Mm.
What? They're putting it all out there.
Yep. At 1 o'clock, it's nap time. So put them to sleep with a protein bottle. Then... while they're sleeping, you will transform into a cleaner.
Transform.
Sure. Yeah. Empty the pram of everything so it's bare. And then it just literally goes, you vacuum the carpets, you do the dishes, you do the washing of any clothing that they've missed. You just tidy up the whole house. And then you're done for the day.
Sure.
If you can master all of this, then we have a happy house.
No, thank you.
You still want to be an au pair?
No, thank you.
I don't want to sign up anymore.
Oh, that's too much happiness. My goodness.
Okay, so I'm going to take you to me as the man of the house, phoning an au pair agency, looking for an au pair.
Mm-hmm.
But I phoned one in England.
Yeah.
So many there. But I had a very, very specific request. And my intention was to cross their politically correct line and see how long it takes for them to react. Let's see.
Good afternoon, Mumbai.
Is this the au pair service?
Yes, it is.
I'm looking to hire an au pair.
Okay, have you had an au pair before?
No, this will be the first one.
Can I ask a little bit about your family situation?
I've got 2 kids. One is 5 and one is 7.
Okay. Well, I mean, as long as you have a spare bedroom for the au pair, the next step is to register with us as a host family.
Okay.
And what we do is we pre-select the au pairs according to your requirements.
Basically, my requirements, tell me which ones of these you could fulfill. Good with children?
Yeah.
Hygienic?
Yeah.
Not older than 24?
Yeah, that would be possible as well.
Russian?
Huh?
Russian?
Yeah. Blonde?
I mean, we can't really select based on that, so...
Okay, 5'7".
Sorry?
5'7".
No, I can't. This is not dating agency. I'm sorry, I'm, you know, this sounds really, really strange. I'm sorry.
No. I mean, I'm not looking for a date. I'm not looking for a date.
Well, hi. No, but I can't select, find you an au pair based on these physical criteria, I'm afraid. I can't find you someone who's fit and, you know, healthy and hygienic. But I can't find you a 5'7" blonde au pair, no.
Blue eyes?
No.
I mean, look, I've been married for 25 years, and at least I want someone good-looking around the house.
Okay, well, can you get your wife to call us then? And I'm sure she'll be happy to discuss these requirements with you, and I'm sure she'll absolutely concur 100% with your requirements.
What do you think you're asking for? You're specifying the height of the au pair and the colour of the hair. I think you have a problem. Don't call here again, please.
Do you provide au pairs or not?
We provide au pairs, but you don't specify their physical characteristics. What's your name?
But why don't you?
Give me your name.
Why don't you?
Give me your name right away.
I won't, I tell you. And don't shout at me, you heathen.
Yeah, I'll shout at you.
An angry Englishman.
But how posh does that sound?
I'll shout at you.
I want to be shouted by an angry Englishman.
Give me your name right away, I tell you.
I'm also sad you bleeped out the swear words, because I would like to have heard him cussing at you, Darren.
It just sounds...
With that accent.
It sounds so regal.
Yeah. Prince Charles.
There we go.
How dare you.
So there you go. That's how they hire au pairs.